Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Taoiseach and the Minister for Justice must now listen to ordinary frontline rank and file Gardaí, according to their representative body, following the overwhelming vote of no confidence in Commissioner Drew Harris. In a ballot organised by the Garda Representative Association, 99% of members who voted expressed no confidence in the Commissioner. More than 84% of the GRA membership took part in the ballot. The GRA says the result is, quote, proves that the Commissioner has lost the confidence of the overwhelming majority of the force. But earlier in a statement, the Garda senior management team reiterated what it described as its united support and confidence in Commissioner Harris's professional and fair leadership of the Gardaí. The Taoiseach and the Justice Minister have also backed Drew Harris, who for his own part says the vote is something he should not have been subjected to. Well, we're joined now by Ronan Sleven, who's General Secretary of the GRA. A very good afternoon to you, Ronan Sleven, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So what does a vote of 99% of those who cast their votes in this ballot of no confidence mean now for the future of Drew Harris as Commissioner?
Well, to be honest, Brian, we expected a large vote, but even we were somewhat taken aback by the return and the strength of the ballot. But in terms of his future, we're hoping that it's not for us to decide on the future of the Commissioner. That's a matter for his employers. But it is fairly obvious that the members are deeply unhappy with the Commissioner at the helm.
But if it's not for you to decide on the future of the Drew Harris as Commissioner, then why carry out a ballot of confidence in him?
Well, Brian, we have been raising a number of issues with the Commissioner and in senior management over the last number of months and years. Such issues as the discipline and suspension, the application of the policy, the lack of training for members on the front line, the recruitment, the retention of members within the job. Mm-hmm. So far this year, we have 96 members that have resigned from the force again, with 3 months yet to go. But the last straw in all of the issues that we have was the impending change to the rosters, which is being set for the 6th of November coming. And we believe that he has lost the direction of or the support of the members from not dealing with these issues over a prolonged period of time.
But the issues weren't on the ballot paper. That's not what you were asking your members to vote on. It was about his leadership of the organisation.
It's the ballot paper is in relation to confidence in the Commissioner and the direction that he's taken with the force. And all of those issues led to that ballot. And that's what fed into that vote or that ballot being held.
But you see, the Commissioner is appointed by and is accountable to the government. That's part of our democracy, isn't it? So do you accept that members of the Gardaí cannot have a veto over who leads the force? And if that's the case, again, my first question is, what's the point of a vote of confidence or no confidence in the Commissioner?
Well, yes, I do accept, and nor do we want a say in who the Commissioner is, but this ballot was as a result of issues that we have been raising that are a serious concern to our members, the welfare, well-being, health and safety of our members on the front line that haven't been dealt with. And it's now up to management in the form of government who they need to urgently intervene and make changes to help improve the overall well-being and morale within an Garda Síochána
and replace the Commissioner, are you saying?
As I said again, Brian, that is not a decision for the Garda Representative Association. That's a decision for the Commissioner's employers, which is the Minister and the Government.
You see, it looks very like, Ronan Sleven, that you want to take out the Commissioner, but you don't want to leave any fingerprints at the scene.
No, the Commissioner, it's not a personal matter. This is in relation to the office of the Commissioner and his ability in dealing with the issues that we have been identifying. As I said, the last straw was in relation to the rosters change. And it has to be borne in mind, last November, the Commissioner corresponded with us and he said that he did not have the resources to revert back to the roster that he's proposing to do in November this year. And he also stated in that correspondence that if he did do that, that investigations such as domestic violence would suffer, that he'd have to deplete the drugs units and the national units. And that is exactly what he's going to do at the moment.
But he's been
He's been
trying to negotiate with you on this roster issue for several years now without making any progress. That's why he's going back to the old roster. And the point that he's making is that this will make available an extra, what is it, 500,000 policing hours. It'll put the equivalent of 280 Gardaí back on the beat, a visible Garda presence.
No, it will not. The same amount of Garda hours will be, every guard will still continue to work 40 hours a week as his normal shift. What this will do is reduce the amount of members on the working units on the front line by 20%. Because he's dividing a resource into five. And if he even supplements those units with extra members, those members are coming from specialised units, and those services that they provide to the public will then suffer as a result. It has to be accepted that the Commissioner does not have the resources at the moment to facilitate this move. And we have offered him a solution in which to maximise the resources available to him for a period of time, be it 2 or 3 years, to allow for recruitment to take hold again. And at that stage, if he wishes to re-enter negotiations in relation to a roster, by all means. But at the current climate, he just does not have the manpower to do what he's hoping to do.
All right. Roland Slevin from the GRA, thank you very much for that. A statement from the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, just in the last while, saying that Commissioner Harris has the full support of the Minister and of the government. She believes the Commissioner's leadership and commitment is evident in the significant progress being made across a range of areas. It is also important, she says, that the Commissioner can run the Garda organisation in an efficient and effective manner. More on that, no doubt, in the course of the day.